It's estimated that more than 4,700 people in Juneau suffer from a mental health condition. But if you're seeking counseling from a private practice, you might have a wait.
Services in our community are limited, and access to them is limited, and we thought it was time to open our doors and make ourselves available to others.
Piper Powell is a behavioral health clinician at Search. She says she's heard of patients being waitlisted up to a month or longer. So when the behavioral health division moved into a larger building in Juneau, it seemed like the perfect time to expand. Before, the service was only available to Alaska Natives and American Indians.
And now we're able to serve anybody that wants to walk through the door.
That includes non-natives with health insurance, Medicare, and Medicaid coverage. She says they're working on a sliding scale option for people without insurance. Search is a tribal entity that oversees the federal funding for Native healthcare in Southeast. The organization has seen both Native and non-Native people in Sitka for decades.
So we know that it can work, we know that it does work, and that it is a great support for the community.
Powell hopes with more people, they'll be able to expand group therapy.
You have a chance to work out your problems in a safe, confidential environment with people who maybe remind you of somebody or can give you great feedback rather than just jumping in full bore and trying to solve problems that are challenging for you in real life.
Groups include mental health support and chemical dependency. Some offer art therapy or mindfulness. There's one for drumming and grief management through Tlingit storytelling. Search's Vice President, Letha Merkoya, says it's mutually beneficial to expand services. She's Aleut from St. Paul.
From an Alaska Native perspective, any type of expansion is great for us as Alaska Native people because it adds additional resources to our services. I mean, that's how we expand.
Search will also accept patients for one-on-one counseling. But another community behavioral health provider says there's no need. They already provide similar services without a wait.
I just don't think we fully realized that there was a perception that so many people didn't have immediate access to behavioral health services.
Pamela Watts is the executive director at JAMI, the Juneau Alliance for Mental Health. JAMI provides counseling, among other services, and offers a sliding scale policy for its uninsured clients. Watts says Search is duplicating what's already available.
When duplication of services occurs, that can draw resources away or clientele away from organizations that are well established.
Search's revenue is about 20 times larger than JAMI's, but something both providers agree on is the lack of psychiatric care in Juneau, particularly for kids. Piper Powell says that's one thing Search's new patients may not receive right away. Alaska Native children already have about a four-month wait for that.
One of the things that we need to make sure that we do is honor the beneficiaries, the Alaska Natives, who would like to receive services as priority when there is a wait list for a service.
Powell says there are no immediate plans to hire more staff. Search will reassess in the next few months. In Juneau, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.